in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the D.H. De Leon family. They have a testimony for how you have sustained them for over 25 years. Oh, God, just bless them indeed in the name of Jesus. Father, the speaker who will come forth to bring us a word this morning, they have a testimony. And we thank you for using them this morning, oh, God, to share a word with us. And we know, oh God, that we will walk away enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we go out to share this day with somebody. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have a testimony that you've allowed us to bind Satan in the name of Jesus, where he will not have any place on this call, because this call is saturated by the word of the Lord and the blood of the Lord and by the word of our testimony. So we give you praise, oh God. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us, and we ask that you bless them individually and collectively. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never, ever, ever loses its power. Amen. Well, my TMC family, go out and share your testimony with someone today and be a blessing, because you never know who needs to hear what you have to say. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just got to know that I love me some you. God bless you. Host, are you there?
Host, good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Willow. This is Pastor Vanessa. You took off running praying before we started recording, so I'm trying to get us all caught up. Thank you so much for greeting and seating God's people this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Master's Call family. We are so honored to have each and every one of you as we're in the home stretch of our 8-year celebration, our 8-year anniversary. Just so excited about all that God has done in us, through us, for us. This has been an absolutely phenomenal month. I thank God for his faithfulness each and every day, meeting us, reminding us that his hand of favor, his blessings, his anointing has literally been on this call each and every morning for these 8 years. And we know, as we trust him, as we look to him, as we depend on him, it'll be on for many, many more years to come. So again, warmest kingdom greetings. Welcome to the call. Thank you so much for being a part of what God's doing. I am Dr. Vanessa. I'm one of the co-founders. Warmest greetings from Prairie View, Texas. And I think all of you know the history, but I tell you, we're looking new names on the board. We want to let you know that back on October 25th, in 2010, I was honored to begin this journey, this vision, this mandate with Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And we started this journey with this call each and every weekday morning. Whether it fell on Christmas, Thanksgiving, July 4th, God has enabled us, allowed us to be here as a light, as a voice, as a place to celebrate his presence. The scripture verse that the Lord gave us for this journey can be found on the 88th division of Psalms, Psalms 88, verse 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We cry out, we spare not, and cry out loud each and every morning to our Lord and Savior. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So thank you for beginning your day with us, joining us, walking alongside us. Our website, we do have a website where we have archived all these messages since the beginning of our journey, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And I always remind folks, if you need a word break, if you need to just be strengthened and encouraged, click on that website, hit the buffet spread of messages that I know one will encourage your heart. Our theme for this year, that we have truly watched God manifest, is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel that the Lord has led you to be a part of this blessed ministry, and we know you're a part by calling in, but if you want to climb up a little higher and be a greeter or a host or share even a word from the Lord, we are an equal opportunity place that we lend our way to let the Lord have his way. And even if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please feel free to let us know by submitting your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our awesome prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, our Mississippi Queen, or yours truly, me, we'll get back with you. Now, what knitted and yoked our hearts together is a phenomenal company called Artist Life. And it was established, a family company, Christian company, by the Diaz de Leon family, now entering 29 years of existence. And we are now Artist Life, and we have, as our prayer journal says, the best products on this side of heaven. So we want to make sure when you, at the end of this call, get back with the person who invited you to be a part of this spiritual experience. Now, right after this call, we have the new morning motivational call. So we get our burning on this call, and then you hop on the new morning motivational call and get your learning. And that's held Monday through Friday also, right after the call. And it's a team of great leaders that are giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products, our garments. That number to call in on is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND, and this morning is Presidential Tuesday, and our awesome Executive President, the Boss, Candy Mosley, will be hosting the call today, so you definitely want to be a part of that call. I'm looking to see if we're ready to go with our speaker for today. Well, I said be ready in season and out of season. I don't see her on this morning, but we're going to continue in our celebrations. And what I'd like to do at this time, because I always so believe in fortifying our faith, reminding us always that God is faithful. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we're going to press on to receive our prize. There's a saying that I love to hear Platinum President Marie Preston say, there's a blessing in your pressing. And so this morning, we want to always press in for the prize. We want to press in his presence this morning. So we're going to go on and start the call off by having the overflow of those of you who didn't get a chance to shout out before, who didn't get a chance to say what the call means to you. We want this call to be the nugget of the word as you come into the queue by just hitting *6 and then 1, is to know that when we press, when we persevere in this industry of network marketing, yes, there'll be some hiccups, yes, there'll be some setbacks, but as our dear friend of this company, Les Brown, says, as long as you can look up, you can get up and go on in God. Oh, I do see her on now. She's just on a different line. Well, let me give her introduction this morning about our awesome speaker who is joining us. And she is one that has literally been with us since the beginning of this call. We do have a few that have journeyed with us and have been there just hand in hand. And when seasons change, our lives change. But our speaker, we love so dearly, One of the foundational members of this call is none other than Minister Kathy Washington. And she's a native Georgian from the Peach State, and her professional background includes over 25 years experience in corporate America as a project manager. Her experiences include as wife, mother, professional woman, have given her the experience to educate, encourage, and empower people, but especially women, young and old. Minister Kathy is the author and a dynamic speaker whose ultimate purpose is to help others fulfill their God-given purpose under the earth. She's truly, as I love to call her, a gentle giant who loves God with all of her heart, loves her family, has been a blessing to so many, and we're so honored that she was able to make the time and be a part of this 8-year anniversary celebration. So I want to present to some and introduce to others our dear Minister Kathy Washington. Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you?
Absolutely awesome. Great to hear your voice. The floor is yours, daughter.
Amen. God bless you. I'm so happy to be a part of this celebration. I promise you it has been a blessing in my life. And although this is, I had a little bit of a hiccup this morning, I'm so grateful I was able to step aside just so that I could participate, because the Master's call has been such a blessing from the very beginning. Thank the Lord I was able to start at the very beginning. So many of you may not know my voice, but I am so grateful Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK has blessed me immensely, and then all of my sisters that have journeyed with me as well, Evangelist Tiffany and Willa and all of you. I'm going to get in trouble trying to call all the names, so I will not go any further. I'll stop right there and just know that I love you all and bless you in the name of the Lord. And I do have a brief word. Dr. Vanessa got pulled into a meeting this morning, but I was determined I did not want to miss this, so I'm so grateful that we were able to step aside just to share on the call. But I just want to, just a brief word of encouragement to those of you that have been on the call, especially Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. The title this morning is Keep On Keeping On. And the scripture is found in Luke 18, 1 through 8. Very familiar passage of scripture that talks about the story of the persistent widow. And basically the scripture says, and I'll read a few verses, and then I'll just share what the Lord gave me to encourage you all with on this morning. Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. He said there was once a judge in some city who never knew God, who never gave God a thought or cared nothing for his people. A widow in that city kept asking him, "My rights are being violated. Protect me." And he never gave her the time of day. But after this went on and on, he said to himself, "I care nothing what God thinks, even less what people think. But because this widow won't quit badgering me, I'd better do something or see that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beaten black and blue by her pounding." And then the master said, "Do you hear what that judge, corrupt as he is saying? So what makes you think God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people who continue to cry out for help? Won't he stick up for them? I assure you, he will. He will not drag his feet. But how much of this kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on the earth when he returns?" My title this morning is Keep On Keeping On. And the brief word that I am going to just say to you, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK, keep on keeping on. I know the journey has not been an easy one. And there have been days when it has been difficult to get up and get on the call. Many times people feel like just because we're in ministry that, you know, you don't have those days. But the truth is we all do. But because of our faith in God, we're able to keep on pressing. And this widow, as you all can see from the text, she kept on going to this unjust judge. And we know that we have a God who cares most about each and every one of us, and we can take all of our cares to him, and he will take care of us. He will deal with whatever the situation is. So because of her persistency, she kept on going time and time again, kept going back and forth, trying to get justice, trying to get the help she needed. And I want to encourage those on the call today, don't give up. Keep on keeping on. Keep on being persistent. Persistent means to stay the course. You know, there are going to be opportunities and there are going to be things that may come in our pathways, things that we see coming, things that we don't see coming. But I'm so glad to know that we can be encouraged by the fact that God has us. He has us in his capable hands. Just going to share a brief story just from yesterday. I had something that just popped up. And I thank God because as I look back on the experience, someone literally just did me wrong. And in the doing of all of that, I saw this individual, and I knew I had been saying, I forgive you on purpose. I release you from, you know, what you have done to me. And I forgive. I choose to forgive because, you know, I want to make sure my heart was right. And so when they came back around, they decided not only were they pretty much removed the team that I was responsible for, just to give you a little insight on the story, they removed the team that I was responsible for and basically said, you no longer have this team. We're now going to move this team over here. And to know there was no reason for why they did what they did. They just chose to do that. And I had to just forgive that management team purposefully. Well, yesterday I found out that not only were they going to give this team to someone else that was not in leadership, but they just chose to do what they did, and what it was basically unjust. But I tell you what, my mom reminded me of something that my dad used to say all the time. My dad used to say, keep chopping wood, baby, keep chopping wood. And what he meant by that was there are going to be times when things are going to happen and you're not going to know where the chips are going to fall. But you've got to keep your faith in God and you've got to continue to be persistent. Just keep on chopping wood. Keep doing what you called to do. Keep doing what you're purposed to do. So I say to Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK, you guys just keep doing what you're called to do. You're making a difference. You're making an impact. And I do thank God for the impact that you made on me. God bless you. I trust that that encouraged the hearts of those that are on the call today. Brief as it was, I trust that it has been a blessing. Love you all so much. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Yes, it did bless us. I had just said about being persistent, and that's exactly what you came back with. I tell you, there's agreement in the Holy Spirit, and thank you for pressing out of your meeting to come and make that deposit into our hearts. So we know you're busy, 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 so we're not going to keep you, but we're definitely going to thank you and speak virtue back into you for making that deposit into us. And we love you, Minister Kathy Washington. Just speak, God is a just God. God will. The wheels of justice may turn slow, but they do turn. So you just watch how God's going to work it all together for your good and his glory, even with that situation you gave us. So thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Well, we have been blessed this morning. I tell you, if you look back through the entire month, that everyone has come with a fortified word, full of nutrients to bless our hearts, to encourage our spirits, to remind us why this call is so important. And this call has the hand and favor of God on it. And we're running a little ahead of time, so
I do have the queue open if anybody wants to hit star 6 and then 1 and come into the queue and just speak their heart briefly. We will ask them to do so. I see our songbird has hopped into the queue, and we love and appreciate her. And wow, 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 did they take us higher yesterday and every Monday of our prayer and praise. We have been so blessed by you, Minister Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. So the two songs that are in my spirit, I'm just going to give a snippet of both of them. And that one, first one goes with the tag that Minister Willa gave us this morning about the testimony. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Which also ties into the message from the phenomenal Minister Kathy Washington, which is about our testimony. Hold on, hold on, hold on to Jesus. Just trust in him, believe in his word, and hold on, and don't be afraid to hold on, just hold on to God, for he promised me, if I live right, for he promised me my battles he would fight. For he promised me that he would take care of me. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Why don't you tell us, Songbird, what are some memories or things that have blessed you by this call?
Woo, hallelujah. That will take forever, but no, in a snippet. Woo, this has been a learning platform for me, a growing platform for me. I am forever, forever grateful for the Master's Call, having spent 8 years here getting up early in the morning with no excuses. Whenever I needed to be here, the Lord said, get up and be here. Many of you may not know, but October the 23rd of 1995, my mother passed away of cancer 2 days after her 49th birthday. And October the 23rd was her birthday. October the 25th was the day that she passed away. So this call means a lot to me because it's on the day that my mother passed away. And so it has been the pillar that has lifted me up. It has been the pillar that has grounded me. It's been the pillar that Mother, Dr. Vanessa saw and Dr. PK saw something in me that I did not even see within myself. Or maybe I did see a snippet of it, but I was running away from it. But they didn't let me run away from it. They allowed me to run into it. So today, yes, I stand as Minister Tiffany, Evangelist Tiffany, the songbird here on the Master's Call because iron sharpens iron. And they saw something greater in me that I didn't even see in myself. So it's really, really crucial that we pay attention to the relationships that come in our life. I thank each and every single one of my TMC sisters on this line, those past, present, and future. And I thank God for the life that you have spoken into me. You have spoken life. When I need to be corrected, you corrected me, but you guys have spoken life. And for that, I am forever, forever, forever grateful for this, the Master's Call. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful evangelist. We so love you, and you have always had an open heart, a coachable spirit, and just a hunger for more God. And we let her know that she's not by herself because Kalon belongs to all of us. her son. We have just prayed and just watched God do so much in you and through you, and truly the best still is yet to come. So amen, amen for that. Is there anyone else before we go to the Lord in prayer? Thank you so much, daughter, for always with that anointed voice setting the atmosphere. That's when you get humble and realize this call is bigger than all of us. It's about, again, having a place and a platform where we can always come and be empowered by his presence, his anointing, his godly counsel. And that word of keep on keeping on is one that we all can embrace. All right, we go ahead all the way to the other end of the map. Good morning to our beautiful minister, Benita from New Jersey. Welcome. Is there any words you'd like to speak this morning?
Good morning, Dr. B. Dr. V, my goodness. Dr. Dimples. Yes, I just echo exactly what my sister just said. I stand in agreement. That's all I want to say.
You stand in agreement. All right. So we are agreeing with you. And I was praying for you last night. You came in my spirit just really knowing you all in this season. She's back in school and dusted off the cobwebs, all that brain, and working on this master's program. And we're already seeing you successful, already calling you across the stage. Every hiccup, God has handled. From finances just to you knowing, you're not speaking into your spirit, Benita, that it's already done. You're just walking it out. And even though that little test upset you the other day, in that good about test, you get a chance to do it again, and we know you'll do great. And it's a learning experience, and it's a stretching experience. And you all, she's the author, the creativity dropped in her, of Telecommunication Sanctuary. That we always use. And I have seen you grow and be stretched through seasons and trying times and even good times. And we just know God has so much in store for our beautiful Benita. And we are here to help you walk it out each and every step of the way. Amen. All righty. Well, we're right at 7:30. So I know Minister Kathy had to go. Just been asking God exactly what to say, because I don't want to ever give the devil any glory. But what I do want us is to be informed so that we pray strategically and we pray in one accord. And the enemy took a swing at our Dr. PK, but he is alive. She had an attack on her body with a pinched nerve on her face. I think it was a text. But she's home resting. She's even on the board this morning. And we're just speaking total Jehovah Rapha healing for her body. You know, when you're a frontline warrior, the enemy doesn't fight fair. But I'm so glad 1 John 4, that fourth verse reminds us, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And then as we put on our armor of God and we hold up that shield of faith, we know as we pray and bombard heaven on behalf of our co-founder. The devil, he's about to give it back sevenfold of her health, of her strength, of her peace in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that we come to you in prayer and we aim our prayers toward Hendersonville, North Carolina. And, Father, pinched nerve and attack of infirmity is a name and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Now we pray for total healing and restoration in Dr. PK's body. I just call her the healed and the whole, the virtue of God, the blood of Jesus, crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And even as she's been on the front line pressing and fasting and praying, I curse every spirit of backlash and retaliation and revenge. I know according to your word, you said, in Proverbs 6:31, that when the thief was exposed, he has to give it back sevenfold. So I speak back sevenfold restoration of Dr. PK's health in the name of Jesus. Devil, you will have absolutely no victory, no authority in her life, in her health, in her going in and her coming out. Now, Father, you've already opened up so many strategic doors for her. and so many things with the book and the upcoming Kojic conference, and just things you have blessed her to walk into in this season. And Father, she shall walk through them even greater with your anointing and your presence and your power flowing through her. Thank you for Brother Lester being right by her side, continuing to be that covering. We speak blessing in the blood hedge of protection and the hedge of your anointing that destroys every yoke around him. Now, Father, for everyone, for Mother Jessie, Father, to all those, we're just glad to see Mother Oliver looking, feeling better, and tomorrow celebrating another birthday. Oh, God, you're awesome. So we just pray for our entire Artist Life family, our TNC family. Father, we thank you that as we have been praying about this upcoming election, as we've been praying about you shifting and having your way, your say in the spirit, as we pray for the justice of God, the integrity of God, or the truth of your word. We thank you for your hand of favor of 8 years upon this call, that we do speak back the virtue into Minister Kathy as she's gone back to do her business of that job. Thank you for allowing and creating that space of time for her to come and pour into our heart that we will keep on keeping on. So as we leave this call, but we absolutely never leave your presence, thank you for the deposit in our hearts, our spirits, that we'll be good stewards of all that we've heard today, to pray one for another, to bombard heaven with the breakthroughs that we know your word has already promised. And as we go even many to the next call, and to the all throughout this day. Oh, God, we curse this upcoming Christmas, which is like Halloween tomorrow. We speak safety upon those who've been ignorant. We, Father, pray that the elements will allow, hinder many from even going out to celebrate, not understanding that they're celebrating the devil. So we just know that the activity in the heavens, you send out even greater angelic forces through Michael, the archangel of war, and all the warring angels to war on behalf of the children of God, the people of God, that we seal this prayer knowing that we are overcomers by the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. And the word of our testimony is we win. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.